Chapter 21. Like a stream is the king's heart in the hand of the Lord. Wherever it pleases him, he directs it. All the ways of a man may be right in his own eyes, but it is the Lord who proves hearts. To do what is right and just is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. Haughty eyes and a proud heart, the tillage of the wicked is sin. The plans of the diligent are sure of profit, but all rash haste leads certainly to poverty. He who makes a fortune by a lying tongue is chasing a bubble over deadly snares. The oppression of the wicked will sweep them away, because they refuse to do what is right. The way of the culprit is crooked, but the conduct of the innocent is right. It is better to dwell in a corner of the housetop than in a roomy house with a quarrelsome woman. The soul of the wicked man desires evil. His neighbor finds no pity in his eyes. When the arrogant man is punished, the simple are the wiser. When the wise man is instructed, he gains knowledge. The just man appraises the house of the wicked, that is, one who brings down the wicked to ruin. He who shuts his ear to the cry of the poor will himself also call and not be heard. A secret gift allays anger, and a concealed present violent wrath. To practice justice is a joy for the just, but terror for evildoers. The man who strays from the way of good sense will abide in the assembly of the shades. He who loves pleasure will suffer want. He who loves wine and perfume will not be rich. The wicked man serves as ransom for the just, and the faithless man for the righteous. It is better to dwell in a wilderness than with a quarrelsome and vexatious wife. Precious treasure remains in the house of the wise, but the fool consumes it. He who pursues justice and kindness will find life and honor. The wise man storms the city of the mighty and overthrows the stronghold in which it trusts. He who guards his mouth and his tongue keeps himself from trouble. Arrogant is the name for the man of overbearing pride, who acts with scornful effrontery. The sluggard's propensity slays him, for his hands refuse to work. Some are consumed with avarice all the day, but the just man gives unsparingly. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination, the more so when they offer it with a bad intention. The false witness will perish, but he who listens will finally have his say. The wicked man is brazen-faced, but the upright man pays heed to his ways. There is no wisdom, no understanding, no counsel against the Lord. The horse is equipped for the day of battle, but victory is the Lord's.